Confused about the end times? On the weekend following the 9/11 attack, Bob Enyart presented the End Times Seminar, which puts 9/11 into proper biblical perspective and helps us to understand the Bible's end times message for the body of Christ. Bob's End Times Seminar is available by calling 1-800-8-ENYART, or you can get the MP3 CD or the MP3 download at kgovstore.com. Now you can subscribe to Bob Enyart's monthly Bible study DVDs. These verse-by-verse Bible study videos are great for family Bible study or even starting your own neighborhood Bible study. Each month, you get 4 or 5 Bible study sessions on 2 DVDs. You can subscribe by calling 1-800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com. That's kgovstore.com.
Is truth of ahead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob Enyart.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. The Boy Scouts of America oath says each scout has said repeatedly, they memorize it, that they will be morally straight. Morally straight. This is a great tragedy, of course. You know why we don't have men on campouts, right? We don't have men for the Girl Scouts go on campouts with 13, 14, 15-year-old girls. We don't do that because there is a sexual attraction between men and girls. So we don't allow men in the girls' locker room at school or wherever. We don't allow that. Where people need privacy, we eliminate the possibility of sexual attraction. Jesus Christ said that God made us male and female at the beginning of the creation. Those who promote homosexuality are expressing their rebellion against God. So this board member of the Boy Scouts of America, Jim Turley, T-U-R-L-E-Y, is advocating something that is so atrocious, so wicked, and he's doing it in the name of let's all get along, let's be nice to each other, tolerance and diversity. And actually, they are shoving Christians into the closet, because in many corporations today, if it's known that you disapprove of homosexuality, you can be fired, and many have been fired. Many Christians have been taken to court because they don't want to participate in promoting homosexuality. And so for years, as the homosexual agenda has been intensifying, and for example, when the homosexuals in San Francisco were fighting against the Boy Scouts and they succeeded in banning the Boy Scouts from using public libraries in the city of San Francisco, George W. Bush at that time was in the headlines daily, and he refused to lift a finger in defense of the Boy Scouts, of all things. Why? Because he believes homosexuality is good. That's why. And many Christians prefer to be lied to than to know the truth. And so for years, as the homosexual agenda has been intensifying, there have been leaders at the top of the Boy Scouts of America who have said, if ever the courts order us, if ever in some way we are supposedly compelled to accept homosexuals within the Boy Scouts, we will shut the whole thing down. Now, for that to happen, that would be a stunning example of commitment to the welfare of these kids. It's not likely to happen because normally organizations become godless. Organizations, institutions, hospitals, universities, denominations, over time, they become godless. Generally, that's normally what happens. Jesus said, you can't put new wine into old wineskins. But we have 3 boys who are involved in the Boy Scouts. In fact, all 3 boys this week are on a week-long trip to a Boy Scout camp. 2 weeks from now, we have two of our sons going on another high adventure Boy Scout full week camping trip. And so we are very involved. Three of our sons are heading toward Eagle Scout. If the Boy Scouts admit homosexual scoutmasters or homosexual scouts, we will pull our kids out of the Boy Scouts. We will pull them out. And I can't know, but I would think that tens of thousands of kids will leave the Boy Scouts if they begin to support, advocate, tolerate, advocate, support homosexuality. And really, one or the other is going into the closet. Either homosexuals will be publicly accepted or Christians will be publicly accepted. It is not possible that both are. Christians have to reject the authority of Jesus Christ when it comes to sexual immorality in order to be publicly accepted, to be accepted in the public square, even oftentimes to be accepted in a major corporation. Christians have to deny the authority of Jesus Christ on the matter of sexual immorality if they're going to be accepted in the public square, or homosexuals are not going to be accepted in the public square, one or the other, but they're mutually exclusive, so somebody's going into the closet. And since homosexuality is increasingly tolerated, accepted, defended, even promoted publicly, that means Christians are persecuted and shoved into the closet. That's the reality. People say, oh, what does it matter to you if homosexuals do what they want to do? Do you remember the gal who was wanting to be Miss America? And they asked her what was her opinion on homosexual marriage. Do you remember that? She was treated like she was dirt in the gutter. She was hated. She was railroaded. And what was her position? Here was her position. She said, I think the states should do whatever they want to do, but for me personally, I think marriage is between a man and a woman. So basically, she's saying, look, I don't want to marry another woman. And for that, she is excoriated. I thought they believed in tolerance. She was being tolerant. She was saying, look, let the states do what they want. She was wrong, but that's pretty tolerant. And she was utterly rejected because she personally wasn't enamored with the idea of marrying a woman. So Jim Turley, who is a board member on the executive council of the Boy Scouts of America, he has become the enemy of the boys that he is responsible for and their welfare. And the board needs to remove him, or eventually we will see the capitulation of the Boy Scouts. So either he is removed or there will be a capitulation. Another Boy Scout board member, Randall Stevenson. Now, these guys are with major corporations. Stevenson is with AT&T, and Turley is with Ernst & Young, which is a global tax consulting firm. So the second board member, Randall Stevenson, he's saying, hey, I favor diversity, but he somewhat left it at that. He didn't say that he thinks the Boy Scouts should change their position, but he's obviously going in that direction. So that's two board members. And there's something about God's law. When the Southern Baptists get together at their conventions every 4 years, and they vote, for example, that abortion is wrong. And they do. They vote, and they tally it, and they say abortion is wrong, and this is a horrendous thing that they've done. When they vote on homosexuality, and they say homosexuality is wrong, it's a horrendous thing that they've done because of this reason, not because of the outcome of the vote, but because when people think that they should vote on God's law, eventually the vote is going to come out that you can kill the innocent And adultery is permissible, and fornication is fine, and homosexuality is fine, so that when they see God, and many, 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 if not most, I hope, are true believers in Jesus Christ, when the leaders of the Southern Baptist Convention see God, I think one of his first questions is going to be, where did you get the idea that you should vote on my law? Where did that come from? Because once the Southern Baptists start voting on thou shall not commit adultery and thou shall not kill the innocent, once they start voting on God's law, eventually they're going to vote to overturn God's law. Now, am I saying that as Christians we shouldn't participate in our form of government? No, I'm not at all. But Jesus said the majority is evil. The majority is evil. Wide is the path to destruction, narrow is the way to eternal life, and it's the majority that shouted, crucify him, crucify him. So if we have a choice, we don't want to suggest a popular vote as to how to run a ministry or a nation. I was at a church annual meeting, a business meeting, about 25 years ago, and the church was about ready to split. It was a horrendous meeting. I didn't say a word, but there was a faction of the church that was trying to wrest control of the church from the pastor and most of the elder board. And it was ugly. I made a motion, not favoring either side, but I'll tell you what the motion was. I made a motion that the church membership relinquish its authority to vote on the matters of the church, and that they vest that authority within the elder board, so that the elders are the ones who administer the business of the church. So that was the motion, that the congregation divest itself of its authority to vote and to vest that authority into the elder board where biblically it should be. And that motion carried unanimously, the entire church, everyone voting by raising their hand or saying aye or standing up, everyone voted yay, not a single voice nay, not one. And so then the elders said, well, seeing this trust that the congregation has put in the elder board, we're going to conclude this meeting, and we will then, in our next elder meeting, consider the issue that's in front of us. And they did. And it stopped that church from splitting. So people who think that it's a good idea to vote on whether or not it should be legal to lynch blacks, to gas Jews, to rape women, to slaughter, dismember unborn children, they simply haven't thought through the issue, not from a biblical perspective. They haven't thought it through. Now, does that mean as we grow up in a democracy that we have to be mute, we have to be silent? No, it doesn't. Because our government uses a system of socialism, welfare, socialism, all that, does that mean it's inherently immoral? Let's say you become disabled or you're unemployed. Your company closes down. You lose your job. Is it inherently immoral for you to take an unemployment check or a disability check from the government? No, it's not. It's not inherently immoral because all of us together, we pay in. It's tragic that we have these socialist programs, but we do, thanks to the Republican Party for not fighting to end these. All they want to do is administer these programs so that they could continue forevermore. They're not trying to end these socialist programs where God said, thou shalt not steal. No, not at all. They're trying to make sure we manage them well. It's like the government not trying to close down a house of ill repute, just wanting it to be managed well. Not trying to close down government education and godless education, but just managing it well, not trying to close down the abortion industry, but just managing it well, not trying to close down the pornography industry, just managing it well. And Christians have been seduced into all this. They simply don't understand. They don't know how to think about matters of right and wrong. We'll be back right after this.
At Bob Inyart Live and KGov.com, you'll find literature, audio, and video products that are a must for the library of any Christian interested in studying the truth of the Bible. You'll find essential material like the plot manuscript, an overview of the whole Bible that will clear up doctrinal issues. Then there's The Tree, a fun audio journey back to the Garden of Eden, where you'll learn about this most famous tree and its impact on humanity. Check out the Mount Moriah video. This video gives evidence for the resurrection, combining biblical and secular resources. It's a great witnessing tool. And don't forget the death penalty video. Learn that Jesus advocated the death penalty and learn how God put the death penalty at the heart of the gospel. You can directly help Bob's outreach by subscribing to Best of Bob, Bob's Best 8 Shows of the Month, or build a Bible study library by ordering the monthly Bible albums. There's a lot more, so give us a call at 1-800-8-INYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. 1-800-836-9278 or KGOV.com.
This is Bob Inyart inviting you to read our manuscript, The Plot, for an overview of the whole Bible. Call us at 800-836-9278. That's 836-9278. So is it inherently immoral then to receive benefits from the government? No, it is not. Just like Jesus said, even though the government is evil and wicked and they slaughter the innocent, they murder, it's not inherently immoral to pay your taxes. It's not. But it is inherently immoral to advocate that the government slaughter the innocent. That's inherently immoral. And it is inherently immoral to advocate for a socialist system. That's inherently immoral. That's wrong. And it is wrong for a church to tell their members, we're going to vote on adultery. That's wrong. It's wrong for a church to tell their members, we're going to vote on child killing. Could you imagine the Southern Baptists doing that with regards to rape? We're going to vote on whether or not we should oppose raping women. How would that go over? You see, it's like we're all frogs in a pan of water on a stove, and it's gradually heating up. Gradually. And the frog doesn't realize that it's going to be boiled to death because it's gradual. If he stepped into it with his toe, do frogs have toes? If he stepped into it with his toe and he felt it boiling water 212 degrees at sea level, he'd jump right out. But because it's gradual, he just gets fried to death. I'm not a cook. Do you fry with boiling water? Oh, you boil with boiling water. There you go. So he's going to get boiled to death because he doesn't realize what's happening slowly. And this is the case. And so with the Boy Scouts, if this continues and their board members are respected, tolerated, accepted, and gradually they are saying, you know, we have to be loving to everyone. We can't be exclusionary. They're excluding all those moms and dads and kids who know right from wrong. So homosexuality and Christianity are mutually exclusive. Both will not be tolerated in the public square. One or the other has got to go. One or the other is going into the closet, and that's why the great tragedy that befell our nation when our Christian leaders through the 1990s advocated equal rights for homosexuals. And if you don't know what that's about, you've been listening to the wrong talk radio, watching the wrong TV, listening to the wrong Bible studies, because our Christian leaders, and I mean the top leaders in the nation with the top ministries, I mean Concerned Women for America, advocating that we regulate pornography. How do you regulate pornography? In any conceivable way that is not fundamentally filthy and wicked and egregious and a scourge to the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. How do you regulate pornography? How do you regulate child killing? How do you regulate child killing? How do you regulate gassing Jews and lynching blacks? How do you do it? You only do it if you ignore God and his principles. And so I pray even more than the Boy Scouts not accept homosexuality. I pray that if they do, the Christians will remove their children from the program. But there are millions of Christians who no longer know right from wrong. Millions. Because they go to our best Christian churches. And the pastors, many, are afraid to talk about the perversion of homosexuality and make sure that it's stigmatized because it might affect what? Their attendance, their collection. They might have board members who will disapprove. So the million Christian families whose kids are Boy Scouts, a significant percentage of them will think it's a good idea to have homosexuals in the Boy Scouts. Now, when it comes down actually to whether their son should have a homosexual scoutmaster go with them on a week-long camping trip into the mountains, then they might question the wisdom of that. But increasingly, without the leadership from the body of Christ, from our pastors and our national ministries, the moral relativism which they insist on for voting for child killers, pro-abortion Republicans, that moral relativism then filters all the way down. And you end up literally with millions of Christians who don't know right from wrong. And if it's okay to vote for a child killer like Mitt Romney, why not vote for a child killer like Barack Obama, huh? Why not? And if it's okay to vote for a politician who instituted homosexual marriage like Mitt Romney, how could it be wrong to be a homosexual? And so the Boy Scouts of America are now publicly considering at least two of their board members how they could be more receptive to diversity. And in fact, one is calling for the group to include homosexuals within their program. And this is not unexpected. It's a sign of the times. But it was years ago, many years ago, on Bob and Yurt Live, that we began to warn parents, do not send your daughters to the Girl Scouts, because the Girl Scouts have been promoting lesbianism and even abortion. I mean, how could that happen? But it happens. So for years, and instead, there is an organization called the American Heritage Girls, and that's a Christian alternative. And hopefully, this is not going to happen with the Boy Scouts. Our kids love the Scouts. Now, you have godless Scout troops, and you have Scout troops where they honor God. Of course, you have both. You have Scout troops that are run by Mormons, where the leaders believe that the Indians in America are Jews, of all things, because Joseph Smith concocted a bizarre religion, and it took hold on a certain group of his followers, and it's still here to this day. And you've got Mitt Romney representing the Mormon Church running for president, and the Mormon Church says, we're against killing unborn children unless those kids are handicapped, or unless those kids had a father who's a criminal, or unless, and unless, and unless. And it's those exceptions that were the loophole by which our nation slaughtered 60 million children. Those exceptions were the loophole that the majority exploited to slaughter 60 million children. Some people think, oh, it wasn't the majority. It was seven justices on the U.S. Supreme Court. It wasn't the majority. Well, those seven justices, they had 60 million abortions. They're the ones that had all those abortions. I bet you they didn't have one of those abortions, not one. It's like Hitler. He killed all those millions of innocents. Actually, it was the German people who killed the millions of innocents. And to the extent it was the U.S. Supreme Court, it was a Republican court with Republican judges, and it was the Republican judge who wrote Roe v. Wade, Harry Blackmun, a Republican judge. And it was a Republican majority that passed Roe v. Wade. And it's been a Republican majority from that day to this day that has kept abortion as allegedly, not truly, it's allegedly the law of the land. Any state, any government could simply refuse to honor Roe v. Wade because it advocates the murder of the innocent. So good governors would refuse to allow abortion clinics, abortionists, to operate in their state. They should do that. But it's been Republican judges all the way from the beginning to now that have kept abortion legal. So we're told, well, Mitt Romney might not be that good, but here are four reasons to vote for Mitt Romney. And then you list the four oldest Supreme Court justices. You know, they're in their 70s and 80s. We need more Republican judges. Why? Why? All they're doing is convincing millions of Christians to tolerate child killing, to tolerate child killers, to tolerate sexual immorality, to tolerate perversion, to affirm it, even to our children. And that is how utterly despicable and in rebellion against God our culture is and our institutions are. At Denver Bible Church, we're not trying to build a perpetual organization on earth for the Lord. We're not trying to do that because organizations become godless. So our church constitution, it calls for the church to be dissolved after three generations of leaders. Three generations of leaders, then shut the thing down. Shut it down. Because beyond that, it's only going to be a bad influence as a general rule. Jesus said you can't put new wine into old wineskins. So Jesus said you can't put new wine into old wineskins. That's about the covenants, the old covenant, the new covenant in his blood. But the secondary application is you create an earthly organization and it becomes old. It becomes of the flesh, it becomes godless. And so that's why new ministries grow up. God bless you guys.
Marriage is the very foundation of human society. But it was God's idea to begin with. What is God's plan for your marriage? How can you know? What can you do to learn and grow with your spouse to honor God in your marriage? Pastor Bob Enyart covers this deeply personal and critically important topic in his teaching series, God's Plan for Marriage. Order by calling 800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com. Children are a blessing from God, but when parents reject and ignore His wisdom and teaching about parenting, children can grow up to be a curse to their parents and to the world around them. What does the Bible say about parents and children, education, and child discipline? Pastor Bob Enyart covers this powerful and critical topic in his teaching series, Raising Godly Children. Order by calling 800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com.